Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us today to analyze Piaggio Group's first quarter 2014 financial results. Today's conference call will be held by Mr. Gabriele Galli, Piaggio Group General Finance Manager. During today's conference call, we will use the presentation that you can download from our website under the link Investors. I remind you that during today's conference call, we can use some forward-looking statements that are subject to risk that can cause actual results to be materially different. And now, I'm glad to hand over the call to Mr. Gabriele Galli.
Hello, good afternoon to everybody. As usual, we will start with a couple of slides making the synthesis of what we did during the first quarter. So, in terms of market demand, I mean slide number three, finally, after almost 6 years of market downturn, the European market started to go up. While we are still facing some difficulties in terms of market in the Piaggio emerging areas. In fact, Europe two-wheel was up by 13%. It was made of a strong rebound of bikes, up by 21%, and a steady growth of scooter, up by 6%. And especially this trend started in February and March, and April was very much aligned. In Asia-Pacific, we have mixed and negative demand, especially in Vietnam and in Thailand. In India, we had a very booming market in terms of two-wheeler, going up, especially in scooter, at 33%, while in terms of three-, four-wheeler, the market was down double-digit. But the trend across the quarter was positive because January was very bad, February around minus 15, March was better, and probably the same trend is going to go on also in April. The end of this situation is expected by the mid-May when the political election will be finished. If we move to the business highlight, in Western countries, we started to reap the initial benefit of the improved market, leveraging on our market share leadership. The European scooter market share was very much aligned to last year, a little bit higher, 25.4 versus 25.3. confirming our leadership undiscussed. And in terms of product, this market share increase was driven by MP3 and Vespa. We have been able also to reduce a little bit the network stock in the network, also thanks to this positive trend of the market. And despite this reduction in network stock, we have been able to increase our turnover. In America, the robust momentum for sales continues, and in March, we have been able to enlarge our geographies, and we started selling the mid-sized bikes in Latin America. In terms of pricing across the region, the average price has been up, sustained by both the mix and the effective price policy. In general terms, all the turnover of all the region was up, especially in some countries such as France and Holland, and the trend was improving during the quarter, starting from January up to March. Moving to Asia-Pacific, the market conditions are difficult, especially we have difficult market conditions in Vietnam and in Thailand due to political reasons. And also the competition started to get aggressive, especially in Vietnam. If we exclude Vietnam, all the other regions showed a robust sales growth, especially in Indonesia, Taiwan, and also in Thailand, despite the bad market condition, while Vietnam was down double digit. Moving to the following slide, slide number four. In India, as we said before, the market was difficult, but we have been able to post a strong relative performance. Particularly in the three-wheeler market, the total volume were down by 15%, but we have been able to increase our market share by 3.6 percentage points. I'm putting together three-wheeler and four-wheeler with a very good performance on the four-wheeler and on the new product, Ape City Pax. Again, the market was in total minus 15% over the quarter, but the trend month after month was a continuous improvement. So March was not so bad, and the expectation for April are good. In terms of export, we have been able to increase our turnover by around 50% compared to previous year, and this is a clear proof that there is the opportunity for a long-lasting growth. We have been discussing during our strategic plan that export may be one of the drivers for future growth of our business in India. In terms of pricing, if we exclude the negative forex effect, because the forex effect for Indian rupee is minus 15% comparing Q1 to 14 with the Q1 to 13, if we exclude this effect, the average price performed well, reflecting our absolutely rigorous pricing discipline. Despite the market was very good for scooter, our performance in Vespa India was not so good, and the sales are very much aligned to the sale of the past quarter, meaning 2,000 units per month. As a total result, the revenues are very much aligned to previous year if we exclude the forex, despite the market weakness, and thanks to the improvement we had in the market share. Going to the financial highlights, we see that the total net sales are down by 9%, and excluding the forex effect, primarily related to Indian rupee, and secondly related to Indonesian rupee and dollar, is minus 4%. Despite this reduction in sales, all our policy in terms of premium pricing, brand positioning, coupled with the cost efficiency we obtained, drive the growth of EBITDA and EBIT, ensuring in any case a net positive result. Especially the EBITDA and EBIT margin in Q1 were at record level compared to all the other year. The key numbers are gross margin ratio up compared to 2013. Last year it was 29%. This year is 30.1%. The OPEX were down by 7 million compared to 2013. And then we had some higher financial expenses driven by lower interest capitalization compared to 2013, following the IFRS 24, and a slightly higher level of debt. In terms of CapEx, we've been able to contain at 16 million euro in the quarter versus 22 million the prior year. And this is very much in line with the investment plan we showed 1 month ago in our plan. So we are still in the line to invest this year around 100 million. In terms of cash flow, as every first quarter, we have a seasonal cash flow absorption. This cash flow absorption was lower compared to last year absorption by 31 million euro, which is very good, because last year we absorbed during the first quarter 95, and this year we absorbed just 64. Moving to slide 5, we just wanted to put in line all the key activities we did in order to ensure the profitable growth we have been talking about 1 month ago in our strategic plan. So in terms of product, we went on launching our key products. So at the end of last year, we launched Vespa Primavera. Now in March, we launched Vespa Sprint, which is much more a male scooter, and it is very important in countries where Vespa Primavera is perceived to be much more a woman scooter, like in Asia. Then in April, we launched the new Vespa GTS with a lot of electronic devices. Now in May, we will be launching the new MP3, which is completely renewed and also adds the ABS. And also in April, we launched the new Scarabeo. In terms of market, we went on with our strategy to enlarge all the end of customer market. So we have been launching the small size bike in Latin America and in Africa, as we have been promising during the strategic plan. And the product, at least in the initial phase, proved to be very successful. And also we entered the market in China with a direct presence. In fact, starting from April, we obtained the sale license in the company we launched a couple of years ago in China. So we will be able to serve the market directly without any involvement of our joint venture. In terms of financial accomplishment, we launched the new bond. It was in April. The bond was 250 million euro with a maturity of 7 years. This allowed us to enlarge the debt profile by lengthening the average life from 2.4 to 4.3 years. This allowed us to reduce the cost of debt from 7% to 4.625%. And this allowed us to increase the amount of debt raised in the capital market. We were at 33% and now we are at 50%. Moving to slide number 6, you can have a look at the P&L. So revenues were down by 8.8% from 303 to 276. Excluding the Forex, were down by 4.1%. Gross margin ratio improved from 29% to 30.1%, reducing the difference compared to last year to 4.8 million from 88 million in 2013 to 83.2 in 2014. A strong reduction in cash OPEX allowed us to recover this distance in terms of gross margin, and the EBITDA was higher compared to last year by 2.4 million, from 30 million last year to 32.5 this year, with a ratio on net sales increased by 1.8 percentage points, from 9.9 last year to 11.7 this year. The depreciation was pretty constant, leading to an EBIT increase to 2013 by 1.9 million euro, with a ratio on sales by increased by 1 percentage point from 3.2 to 4.3. Income before tax, financial expenses, as we said before, increased by 1.9 million, out of which 1.3 million is linked to the lower capitalization of financial interest due to the IFRS 23, and 0.6 million are due to the higher level of debt. And these higher financial expenses led to an equal income before tax, which after a tax rate of 40% aligned to last year, led to a net income aligned to 2013 in absolute value with a slightly higher margin. In terms of net financial position, as you know, we started the year with a higher financial position compared to last year by around 50 million. We ended up, 80 million. We ended up with 541 million net financial position versus last year 487 million. And in the period, we had the usual seasonal cash flow absorption, which was very much reduced compared to last year. Last year it was 96 million. This year it is 65 million. Moving to slide number 7, we can appreciate the volume trend. So Europe was up by 0.6%. As we said before, the market was up by 13%. We kept or slightly increased our market share in the scooter. So in terms of sell-out, our volume were much higher than the 0.6% we are posting in the sell-in figure, so in the volume sales figure. The point is that we decided to destock a little bit the network, and so we absorbed the sales of the dealer and invoiced a lower amount of sell compared to sell-out, so the growth was limited to 0.6%. In Asia-Pacific, we had a decrease of around 18%, from 24,000 to 20,000. In India two-wheeler, as we said before, we had a strong decrease of sales of Vespa, from 13,000 to 6,000, so this result is very much aligned to what we did in the latter part of 2013. Sales of European commercial vehicles were very much aligned, while we had a decrease of 6.7% in Indian commercial vehicle. And as we said before, this compares to a market reduction of around 15%, showing that thanks to our market share increase, both in three-wheeler and in four-wheeler, and thanks to the increased volume of export, which went up by around 55% in terms of volume and 50% in terms of sales, we've been able to counterbalance this negative effect of the industry. Negative effect that, as we said before, was very strong in January, not so strong in March, and probably will reverse during the next month. Moving to slide number 8, we can appreciate the trend of net sales. So Western country went down by 0.4%, and this is very much due to the lower sale of engine we had during this first quarter. In fact, excluding the sale of engine we had in the B2B business and looking only at the business of vehicle and spare parts, the revenues would have been high by 1.7%. Then Asia Pacific was down by 17.4%, excluding the Forex, it would have been 13.2%, so a lower ratio compared to the decrease of volume, which was 18.2%. India two-wheeler was down with the same percentage compared to the decrease of volume, so 52%. European commercial vehicle was down by 4.2%. And the Indian commercial vehicle was down by 16.8%. If you exclude the devaluation of Indian rupee, which was around 15%, the decrease in value would have been minus 2%. So total revenue very much aligned to last year, excluding the Forex, despite the strong contraction of the market during the first month of the year. The total turnover, excluding all the Forex effect, would have been minus 4%. Moving to slide 9, we can have a look at the different products. So basically, scooter went down by around 6.6% with a mix shift generally to high-end segments. As we said before, the sales of Vespa and MP3 were very good and were growing double-digit in Western countries. The volume of bikes was positive in terms of volumes, but was a little bit diluted in terms of revenue by the increased sales of the low displacement vehicle, namely the introduction of the small motorbikes we were mentioning before in Latin America and in Asia. The strong reduction in terms of sales you can see in the commercial vehicle business, minus 15.8%, is largely due to the devaluation of the rupee, as we said before, which devaluated 15% in 2014 first quarter versus last year. Moving to slide number 10, we can have a look at the EBITDA evolution. Last year, the EBITDA was 30 million, 9.9%. This year, we had a negative change in cash gross margin by 4.7 million. As we said before, the total value of sales, including the Forex, was down by around 27 million euros. But we have been able to increase the percentage of contribution. In total terms, the gross margin was up by 1%. In cash terms, the gross margin was up by 1.5 percentage point from 31.8 to 33.3%. In terms of full P&L, this reduction of cash gross margin has been more than balanced by the reduction of cash OPEX, which were down by around 7 million euro, leading to an end of quarter EBITDA of 32.5 million euro with a percentage of 11.7%. Moving to slide 11, you can have a look at the net result evolution. Last year it was 1.1. As we said before, we saved 2.4 million euro in terms of EBITDA, which were counterbalanced by the increase of depreciation of around 0.5 million and the increase of financial expenses of 1.9 million. As we said before, 1.3 is for the lower capitalization of financial interest following the IFRS 23. And the total result for 2014 was absolutely aligned with the last year, 1.1 million euro. Moving to slide number 12, we can have a look at the net financial position trend. So we started at 475 million euro net debt. We had an operating cash flow of 17.4 million euro, then an absorption, which is the seasonal absorption of working capital, of around 64 million euro. Then we had the capex for 16 million euro, and change in equity and other, which is a conversion reserve of around 2.4 million euro, leading to a net financial position of 541 million euro. Comparing with last year the operating cash flow was 21.6 million euro. After a reclassification of the 17.4 million euro, as you can see in the note at the bottom of the page, the operating cash flow for 2014 would have been 21.5 million euro, meaning 4.1 million euro higher than what it is tested. And of course, the negative effect would be on the change in working capital, which would be minus 68.2 compared to the 64.1 which is posted, meaning that in terms of operating cash flow, the generation was very much aligned to last year. So apple with apple, 21.5 versus 21.6 in 2013. The change in working capital was very much better because it was 68.2 versus 92 million last year, meaning that we have been absorbing around 24 million lower cash flow in the working capital. The capex were lower by 6 million compared to last year, minus 16 versus minus 22, while the change in equity was very much aligned, 2.4 versus 3.2, leading to a total cash flow absorption, which is 31 million lower compared to the cash flow absorption we had last year. Moving to last slide, you can see the balance sheet figures. So the trade receivable are very much aligned to last year, 118.1 versus 118.7. In terms of inventory, we did a big job of reduction. And we started the year with 14 million lower inventory compared to last year, so 207 versus 221. And we ended the period with a reduction of 27 million euro compared to last year. which is 230 this year versus 257 last year, showing that we went on in the process of reducing the inventory we started during the second part of 2013. Of course, commercial payables were lower compared to last year because the reduction in sales transformed into a reduction of purchasing, and so a reduction of outstanding payable versus supplier, while the other assets and liabilities are higher compared to March last year, especially due to the some VAT credit, which will be recovered in the next part of the year, and some other small items. Looking at tangible, fixed, and intangible fixed assets, last year we were at 990, 3 to 4 plus 6 is 5. This year we are at 963 million euro, so we have been able to reduce a little bit the portion of the tangible plus intangible fixed asset compared to last year. The financial investment are at 9.6 million euro, very much aligned to the value of end of 2013, which was 9.9 million euro. And the provision are at 72 million euro. And this is the reclassification we have been talking before of an item from provision to other debt. Without including this reclassification, the provision would be at 72.0 plus 4.1, very much aligned to 76.4 of the beginning of the year. Provision are very much aligned to the usual level, which is around 76 million euro, as it was in 2013. The net debt we already commented, the capital is at 393.4 versus 392.1, so 1.3 million euro higher compared to last year, and the ratio debt on net capital is at 1.38 versus 1.0 last year. So the presentation is over. Of course, we have more time for questions.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We are ready for the Q&A session.
The Q&A session is now open. You can register for your question by dialing star followed by 1. To cancel your reservation, dial star followed by 2. The first question comes from Mr. Stefano Lustig of Equita. Mr. Lustig, please.
Good afternoon. I have 4 questions, if I may. The first one is if you have an indication of April trend of sales in Europe, and if you have some comment about the destocking of the dealer destocking action. So if you have an idea of the magnitude of the phenomenon and when the two, let's say, speed of business will be similar. Sell in and sell out, obviously. The second question is on Asia, if you can give us some number to understand the different speed in Vietnam and the rest of Asia, and if you can expand the comment on the challenges on the Vietnamese market. The third question is on the cost reduction. I see that among the costs that have been reduced, there is a quite substantial reduction in the cost of personnel. I wonder if It is depending from number of employees, or what I want to understand at the end is if it is repeatable, let's say, in the next quarters, or if there is some extra benefit which is not that recurrent. And the fourth question is if you can provide us with an indication of the average cost of debt today.
Okay, so starting from the phase in Europe. So as we said at the beginning, the year started, let's say, with a January which was not so positive. Then February was good, March much better, and April was a plus. So basically, for what we can see today, is that all the basic thinking of analysts, but not only of analysts, also dealers, customers, are taking place. And this is very good. In our strategic plan, we had a growth for the first year around zero. Today, we were at the end of May at 12.9% in Europe, and at the end of April, we will be in any case double digit. Okay, so this is good. And this is particularly good after this 6-7 years of continuous decrease. I mean, minus, 72 months of minus, now 4 months of plus. So that's good. In terms of the stocking, as you know, I mean, the business is seasonal, and so you used to put some stock in the first month, and then you used to reduce the stock in the last month of the year. So during this first quarter, the stock had a negative effect on our sales compared to 2013, worth around 3,000 units. So meaning that if we had the same stock movement in 2014 as in 2013, our turnover should have been around 3,000 units more, which is another 6%, 3,000 out of 50,000. Actually, 50,000 includes also U.S., and these data are very much linked to Europe. Looking at the total level of stock in the network, this 3,000 reduction is just a limited portion of the destocking we have been making over the past months. Actually, if you compare the stock today at the end of March with the stock at the end of March 12 months ago, the total destocking is around 20,000 units. So meaning that we had a movement worth 17,000 last year and 3,000 this year. So again, this is good because we could balance much more the level of stock in our dealer with the real market condition. And today we are much better than 12 months ago with a market which is plotting a plus, while the market last year was plotting a minus. So I really believe that now we can move in the phase of having the same speed of sell-in and sell-out. Maybe it will not be the same month after month, because one month you have to stock, another month you have to destock according to the seasonality. But in the longer term, we reached the moment when sell-in can be equal to the sell-out. And probably if the market goes up, there is a lot of room to restock the dealer network, because the dealer is reasoning in terms of coverage. So if he thinks that the sales will go up by 10%, he can have 10% more stock. Moving to second question, Asia. Asia, I mean, the situation is, of course, as we say, difficult because the total volume went down by 18%. So the most affected market was Vietnam. Actually, the market went down by around 8%. And on top of that, competition increased very much. So Honda realized that it's good to play not only in the bottom part of the market, but it's good also to play in the top part. And pushed on Honda SH and on Honda SH Mode. This introduction of these two new products, by the one end, caused a reduction in our sales. By another end, gave a tremendous boost to the overall volume of the top part of the market. Again, this is bad in the very near term. This is good in the long term because it means that if there is offer, the top part of the market may expand very quickly also in Asia. And if we consider that today the top part of the market is present, let's say, in Vietnam and is just in the process to start in the other countries, it can mean that if we push on the, let's say, premium product also in other countries, and if some of the other players will help us to push in creating this, let's say, premium market, probably from now to the next 2, 3, 4 years, there will be a significant part of vehicle in the premium segment. And of course, for us, by a strategic point of view, playing in the premium part of the market is much easier than playing in the bottom part, where, I mean, cost is the only variable. Again, in the quarter, it was not good, and Vietnam went down double digit, while Indonesia performed well, but we are talking about limited volume, so it was a plus and high two-digit number. In terms of cost reduction, personnel was absolutely one of the key items, and one of the savings is linked to the reduction we had in terms of units compared to last year. Actually, last year we were in the process of closing the Spanish plant, and this year the Spanish plant is closed, so we do not have any more this kind of cost. Another part of cost is not replicable. This part is replicable, of course. Another part is not replicable because last year we had some 5 million euro restructuring cost, while this year the restructuring costs were only 2 million euro. So let's say that 3 million euro is a non-recurring item, the other part is recurring, and we can leverage this reduction of people from now on. In terms of average cost of debt, the total number is around 4.9% this quarter. Last year it was 5.2%. This, of course, is not including in 2014 the advantage we will have with the new bond, which is 2.3 percentage points lower than the old one. So today we decided and we defined the board of directors to call the remaining part of the old bond. And so from now on, the cost of debt should be lower thanks to this new bond price much lower than the old one.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Nicolò Storer of Mediobanca. Mr. Storer, please.
Yes, good afternoon to everybody. I've got five questions for you. One still related to the cash OPEX reduction. If you could tell us if in the number part of the reduction was related to contratti di solidarietà, and if yes, how much do they account for? The second question, again, still related to the previous question from my colleague on the effects of the emission of the new bond on your financial charges going forward, because as far as I understand, on the one hand, you have an outlay to recall the bond plus new debt to reimburse lower cost short-term lines. So I was wondering, all in all, which could be the impact short-term on your overall financial charges, also considering the impact of the IFRS 23. Then, moving to my third question, I saw from the slides you published that in Europe, basically volumes went hand-in-hand with revenues in terms of growth, and you talk about an improving mix. So basically, have I to think that this basically hides a reduction in price? For a question related to the launch of the new bike in Latin America, could you give us more color on this? Which kind of vehicle is this? Which brand? Where it was launched and so on? And very last question, if you could comment on the situation on the Indian Vespa and on the measure that you've implemented to fix the situation, which continues to appear quite disappointing. Thank you very much.
Okay, so starting from the first one, cash OPEX, as we said before, around 3 million is something which is related to one-off items. So basically, last year the restructuring was 5, this year was 2. So we had 3 million euros saving because last year we spent 3 million more. So this is very much aligned to the answer I gave to Lustig. In terms of reduction of other personal cost, we have a reduction, and this reduction is due to the reduction of the average number of people. In terms of solidarietà, this year we had a benefit, but the benefit is very much aligned to the benefit we had last year, because basically the policy we adopted on solidarietà is very much aligned with what we did last year. So there is no extra saving compared to 2013. Moving to the emission of new bond. Now we the emission was an exchange process, so we exchanged 108 million euro of the old bond, and today there are outstanding around 42 million. These 42 million today have an interest of 7%. While the new bond is 5.375%, and of course related to having this amount of money in place, there are some other costs for unused credit lines. So for us, it's much better by a cash point of view to call them and to reduce the total exposure by these 42 million euro in order to save interest. Of course, I mean, there is a cost for call. The call is at 3.5%, so calling the 42 million will cause a call cost of around 1.5 million. And the net difference between the saving in interest and call cost at the end of the year will be some 500,000 euro. For better without calling is worse if we call. But since life does not stop on December, but we go on also in January, we want to take this action because we start saving money from January 1st, and we realize fully what we wanted to do at the moment of the emission of the new bond. Then you said YAS 23 is not linked to the bond, is linked to the capitalization of interest on R&D or industrial project that you are implementing but not still launched. So it means that if you want to do a new plant, you can capitalize the interest up to the moment when the plant starts working. At this moment, you put into amortization both the fixed asset and the amount of capitalized interest. Last year was much because we had a lot of project to be launched. This year, at the moment, is minus, and probably at the end of the year will be minor. This is, of course, not a cash item because, I mean, the cash, you pay the interest and then you capitalize them. But it is, I mean, just an accounting point. From now on, apart from the YAS 23, we believe that the emission of new bond will lower the cost of capital, as we said before. The cost of debt. The cost of debt is already lower than in 2015, and it is lower by around 0.3 percentage point. The cash injection of new bond can reduce by another percentage point. And on top of that, we have had other ideas about how to reduce. So, capitalize maybe a little bit more the companies with debt in rupees or Vietnamese dong. So we have a set of measures which can reduce the financial interest from now on. In terms of mix of Europe, so we say that, just looking at the slide, we say that Europe volume went down by 0.6%, I'm talking about Western country volume, and in value, if you exclude the engine and the racing effect, would be higher by 1.7 percentage point. So the sum of mix and pricing gives 1 percentage point increase. Of course, I mean, if you have a very ample product list, geography, as Piaggio, the calculation is not so simple because maybe you can sell one item more in one country where the average price is a little bit lower than another country, and so on and so forth. What I can tell you is that in terms of price list, starting from January the 1st, we have been increasing in Europe by around 2 percentage points, so the price is higher than last year. So it's not an issue of pricing. Then, in terms of launch of the new bike, we started in March, in April we went on. This is a bike that we buy in China. It's a 125cc bike, which is produced in our joint venture. So it's a good bike. During the first month of sale, so inside these numbers, there is the March sale, we sold around 500 units, 50% in Middle East and Africa, and 50% in Americas. This is good, of course, because we make some money on that. But on top of that, because it gives us the sense about what can be our opportunity in this kind of market if we decide to push on this kind of product. And it helps us in order to build a network in some countries where, I mean, in the past historically, we have been very weak. So in other terms, it's an experiment with zero cash outflows to test what can be our space in these markets. We are happy about the 2 months. The brand used are different because in Latin America, Derby is not very well known, and so we name Aprilia. In Middle East and Africa, Derby is known, and we use Aprilia for higher displacement bikes, and so we decided to brand Derby. The margin is good, also considering the fact that if you have to import such a bike in Colombia, for example, the kind of custom duty you have to pay is very much important. So the next evolution may be to do some CKD operation, maybe allow the dealer to set up some CKD operation in order to enlarge very much the margin or reduce a little bit the price, enlarge the margin and enlarge the volume. But for the moment, I mean, the experiment is good. India Vespa today we are 2,000 units. We are enlarging the product range. We launched the new Vespa S. We are thinking about some new launches. We are working on the management part. Really, we are not worried. At least I'm not worried in the sense that today India operation is at break-even. So the money we invested is already invested, and we did, but the business is not absorbing cash. So there may be a couple of opportunities. The first one is to increase the sale because the product is there, the market is there. So it's a matter of making Vespa grow day after day in order to, I mean, by pushing the brand, because we will not be able to anytime to sell our Vespa at the same price at which Honda is selling. So we need to work on the brand in order to, give the people a reason why they should pay 30-40% more than Honda. So this is the first opportunity, it's a business opportunity, and we will see. The second opportunity is to use the plant we have in India in order to manufacture there some scooters to be bought back in Europe or in some other country, Latin America, and to produce them at a much lower cost in order to be more competitive in terms of product cost. And also this opportunity is taken, and we are thinking about a new product to be manufactured there and sold in also in Europe, maybe. So, I mean, really, we put a lot of attention probably in the past on India. Today, India is something not absorbing cash, already invested with some potential opportunity. And the second one, while the first one may be difficult, The second one, so using the plan, just depends on us. So if we want to do and we want to do, we can do.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Luca Orsini of One Investment. Mr. Orsini, please.
Yeah, just a question on the working capital. I've noticed that you are increasing your debt versus the suppliers despite sales which are going in the other direction. Can you tell us how much you think you can push further on the suppliers, your working capital?
I mean, we are not pushing more on the supply. What I said is that the reduction you can see here, but also you could see at the end of 2015 compared to 2012, is not due to the fact that we reduced the payment term. So we are not moving from X to X minus 10%. X stays X and does not become X plus 1. The point is that the amount of purchasing is reduced because since the turnover is reduced and we want to keep low inventory, we buy less. And buying less, you have a much lower amount of payable to supplier. And so if you apply the same payment term, the total amount of accounts payable goes down. So we are very much flat since many years, and it depends, of course, on the region. If you operate in Europe, you probably pay around 120. If you are operating or buying in China and Vietnam or India, you are paying at around 60. And this number is very much aligned in terms of difference with the credit time we have. So in Europe, we cash at 60 and we pay at 120, while in Asia, we cash at zero and we are paying at 60. So if the business goes up, you have this 60-day spread between cashing term and paying term. Your working capital takes advantage. If your business goes down, since this working capital, so receivable minus payable is negative, you absorb cash. So that's the point. Last year we absorbed a lot of cash because the business was down. This year, at the moment, we are generating, because also we work on inventory, working capital, but this is not because we are worsening the condition of our supplier.
Can I have a follow-up question? Can you tell us something about your guidance for 2014? Because you gave a plan for up to 2017. When we will know how this plan will spell out in the period?
At the moment, we are absolutely aligned with the plan. In terms of EBITDA, our number, I mean, we gave some months ago, last month, is very much aligned with the expectation of people in the financial community. So the 170 million euro EBITDA is absolutely feasible. We are ahead of last year, and we have probably much better market perspective than the market perspective we had during last 9 months. Because, again, Europe, after 24 quarter of minus was plus, and just to tell you, I mean, the market went down from 2.4 billion to 2.4 million to 1.1 million. So we are playing in a market maintaining profitability after a reduction of 55% of the market. So if the market starts to enlarge, the margin we start to go up as we did in the first quarter. India was negative, but now it seems that it is recovering. The day after tomorrow, there will be the CM data of April. And let's cross the finger, but it seems that they will be positive. So minus 20 something, I tell you the number. It was in January, the industry minus 25. In February, minus 14. In the March, minus 6. In April, it seems it would be slightly positive. And then, I mean, in May, it seems that the process of political election is over, and so the economy should start up again. Asia is not easy, and we explained. On all the other items, we are working because we are on time with products, we are on time with new markets, and we have been talking about the Robinson. We are on time, with the introduction of countries. We talked about China, we talked about other countries in Latin America. So we are not worried about the future.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
No questions at the moment.
Okay, so I think that now we can end the call, and if you need to have more info, you can call me later or tomorrow, as usual. Thank you very much for following us, and have a nice evening. Bye.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference is over. Thank you for calling.